I wanted to ask you as well about some comments that you made last year after the United States initiated some attacks against Iran and some of its nuclear sites. You said at the time that in the present geopolitical moment, every day we witness international law collapse further under the weight of realist politics and historically short-sighted hawks. This moral slide makes international life less stable and predictable. It fuels grievances that perpetuate intergenerational cycles of vengeance and extremism. We have heard from the Australian government numerous times over recent years that it wants to, quote, bring the temperature down. Will this position that it's taken on Iran have the opposite effect?
Certainly, I think one of the factors which has radicalized people towards joining terrorist groups in a bunch of countries around the world has been precisely this kind of selectivity and double standards and hypocrisy of Western governments when it comes to international law, the feeling that international law doesn't protect them and so that they have to take things into their own hands, including by resorting to illegal violence and even terrorism. So if your concern is to seriously address some of the conditions which give rise to violence and terrorism in other countries and even here in Australia from time to time, then I think demonstrating respect for international law and human rights, demonstrating that you're not like terrorists. You don't illegally use violence for your own political ends contrary to the law. I think that's the best way to address some of those root causes which drive radicalization and extremism. Now, of course, those are not the only reasons why people become terrorists and resort to violence, but they are an important part of the picture. You know, the former US Director of National Intelligence said the Israel's war in Gaza will radicalize new generations of terrorists.
Before I let you go, it is, of course, hard to know where this will all go, how many innocent lives will be taken. There has been a lot of comparison with Iraq. No US official ever faced legal consequences for the invasion of Iraq. Netanyahu and Trump's actions this week have been even more brazen. Where to from here for international law, do you think?
I think the first step is for those countries' own legal and political systems to hold their leaders accountable. Unfortunately, you've got political systems in both of those countries which seem to be increasingly dysfunctional. You know, Congress has not been a serious constraint or check on this kind of absolute vision of presidential power being pursued by President Trump. There are some really good arguments that without congressional authorization of war, this campaign by the United States is illegal even under the US Constitution. So this isn't just a problem of enforcing international law. It's the fact that United States law, including its own constitution, seems to have no power in the face of a kind of absolutist president. The same seems to be true in Israel, where Prime Minister Netanyahu has been committing atrocities in Gaza, violating international law by attacking a whole range of other countries in the Middle East in recent years without any apparent consequence or constraint under Israel's own legal system. So international law has to be enforced at the domestic level as well. And that requires those countries to change their political systems so that their governments behave responsibly and can be held to account when they murder innocent people, launch aggressive campaigns against other countries, and ultimately destabilize their own security position. It's the Israeli security chiefs over decades who've been telling successive Israeli governments that the worst thing you can do if you want to ensure Israel's security is to maintain an indefinite occupation of Palestine. The US is getting the same advice on launching these unnecessary wars of choice, which ultimately in the long term will destabilize American security and the security of a bunch of other countries as well, including Australia.
A really frightening and disturbing time. Ben Saul, thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us.
Thanks for having me.
was Professor Ben Saul, an expert in international law at the University of Sydney and a UN Special Rapporteur on counter-terrorism and human rights. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Miles Herbert. Sound design and mixing by Daniel Simo. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget, you can follow or subscribe to Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave us a review. I'm Noor Haidar. Thanks for listening.